It's 4:15 here at KLQP-FM.
I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee. Coffee every moment.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Madison Mercantile for another Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shelstead.
Hey, this is Coffee at the Merck with Paul Ramo.
Well, I have my coffee.
That's right. What do you got today? Something healthy,
the girls,
I guess.
Who's the girls?
Oh, we got Kaylee and Kate and Amy back there.
Yeah, they made me a turmeric. I don't know if I said that right.
Yeah, turmeric.
Turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, no sugar, caramel.
Yes. Yes, all of that. So all those good, healthy spices that are good for your blood pressure and regulation and all that. But it still tastes good, too, and you got good shot of caffeine.
And warm, yeah.
Awesome.
Good.
Yeah, we try to have specials every holiday. We've got the new Thanksgiving drinks that the girls just put up on the board today, so I'm looking forward to trying a bunch of those.
And you're open at 7 o'clock.
We are. We're open at 7 every
7
morning.
7 a.m.
I can't say we're awake at 7, but we're open at 7.
You need coffee. Madison Merck's the place to be, right, Chris?
And don't forget, you can order online.
Oh, you can?
Yep, we have an app. You can find it on our Facebook page. You can order online, have it ready, so you can just zip in and grab your coffee and go. You can pay online as well. So, yeah, that's been a new service we started a couple months ago.
Okay, good.
Great.
All right, what's happening at the Madison Merck?
Geez, what isn't happening, Paul? Everything's going on. You know, we've talked about this, that this has been this long kind of marathon. So from Meander in early October until Northfest here coming up next week, it's pretty much something every day.
Yep.
And I tell people, if you're bored in Madison, you're not trying very hard. Because there is always something going on. There's always something to get involved in. And, you know, we could always use volunteers. There's so many great things going on. If you don't see something you like, you can go ahead and make it up and do it yourself.
Right. Okay.
This past weekend, though, was really fun. And you can look over here, radio people. There's a thing called an ofrenda. So we had a Dia de los Muertos party this weekend, which
is
Day of the Dead.
Okay.
So it's a tradition in Mexican culture where they honor the people that have gone before them. They honor their dead. So it's a really joyous celebration where they have all sorts of symbolism in what's called an ofrenda, which is the kind of the altar. So what we did was got together with some of the local families who speak Spanish and who have this as part of their cultural tradition, and we asked them what they'd want to do. And they said, we want to put up an ofrenda, we want to have a party. And we also did a kids movie. We did the Coco movie on November 1st, which is the traditional Day of the Dead. And then all the kids and families came down here afterwards and had enchiladas and food. And it was a blast.
That's awesome.
Still tired.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And we're going to go straight from Dia de los Muertos right into North Fest. So I have to transition from Mexican culture to Scandinavian culture overnight.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun. North Fest is coming up, and you know, just like in the past, we're going to have some of the same things. The dinner, the Scandinavian food, and the craft festivals. But we are adding a big twist this year.
What's that, Chris?
More music.
More music
and
at the Merck?
Dancing all over the place.
Okay.
So we have Ole Olson's Old Time Orchestra. We have, no kidding, and we have the Twin Cities Fiddlers Club. And we have the North Star Nordic Dancers.
Oh.
So they are all going to be here. They're going to go out to the schools and do some interesting classes with them on Friday. And then
when is this going to happen?
This coming weekend.
Oh, this
Friday.
Coming weekend.
Yeah, during the Lutefisk dinner, Ole Olson's orchestra is going to play. And then we're going to have the Lutefisk challenge. We're going to run it a little bit different this year, but it's still going to be fun.
Okay.
And we're going to make sure to cook the Lutefisk this year.
Okay.
Last year was a little iffy.
It's hard to cook Lutefisk, I think.
Oh, it's hard to eat it when it's not cooked, that's for sure.
Okay.
So that's going to happen, and then all day on Saturday we're going to have music here at the Merck. We're going to have traveling musicians going to the other things going on, and then we're going to have some workshops here. dance and fiddling and music workshops for kids or adults, whoever wants to come by and meet the musicians and dancers. And then at about 3 o'clock on Saturday, all of those performers will meet up at the Prairie Arts Center for a final show for everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of different. We're adding a lot of new music and dance to North Fest, and we just hope to just keep growing that into a big festival every year.
That's great. Yeah. A lot of things happening.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be bored in Madison.
Nope, you cannot.
Okay.
You cannot. So
I'm never bored when I come to Madison Merc. I know that.
There's always something going on, whether you want it to or not.
Always people here doing different things, and kind of cool.
And we've got a lot of music coming up. We've got, on the music side, we've got Clark Moctimus on November 15th. We've got Dave Stoddard and Karen Mall on the 21st. And then we've got our normal things, like our trivia nights, which is the 14th. But we're doing something different for trivia this year.
What's that?
We're going to have nerd night ahead of time.
Oh, I could participate in that.
Well, you're kind of a nerd.
I am.
So we're going to have people, for the first couple hours before trivia, get up and tell us about their nerdy interests and tell us a little bit about something that they're interested in that
probably nobody else knows about.
Right, yeah. So come one and all. Nerds are welcome on trivia night, which is the 14th of November.
November, okay.
Yeah. And then we're also having an event called, it's a movie called Join or Die.
What's that?
Join or Die.
Join or Die.
I know it sounds kind of ominous, but basically it's a movie about how important it is to join things, to be part of the community. So in this movie, they talk a little bit about how vital it is for a town to include people and how vital it is for people to be parts of groups that get things done in town.
Okay.
So I'll put more information out on our Facebook page, and we'll probably maybe have a radio show about that, but that'll be on November 22nd.
Okay.
And, you know, then we're also having Makers Markets on Wednesday, you know, when the...
Love Makers Market.
Yeah. It was a really fun to do the Farmers Market all through the summer, but we're kind of transitioning now to Makers Markets on Wednesdays from 3 to 6.
And that's for vendors or people that make quilts or whatever.
Make gluten-free sourdough like just recently.
And bless Ann Fernose's heart.
Yes, she did a great job. So if you make a food item or a handcrafted item or something like that, Wednesdays from 3 to 6. And then we're going to just kind of grow that as we get closer to the holidays so people can have pop-up markets and sell things so you can try to buy local.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh. So a lot of things happening at the Madison Mercantile.
Oh.
Hey, we have a guest. Can we talk about our guest?
Well, should we talk to her or about her? We can talk to her and about her. So one of the greatest things we get to do here at the Merc is host groups and people and, you know, provide that space for people to get stuff done, whether it's a meeting or a club or an activity or something like that. So, hometown girl, Connie Fernholz.
Yes. Thanks for joining us, Connie.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. So, Connie was here for a meeting today. She can tell us a little bit about. But her group and a couple of other things she's involved in meet here quite often. And I'd just love to say thanks for bringing your people here. And what do you think about hanging out at the Merc?
Well, I love it because it's this true example of a third place, which is... something I've always loved, and a third place is always this space in a community where people cross paths, and it can be a whole, you know, you cross paths with people that, you know, have different interests, or the nerds, and it usually enriches your life. It really kind of opens your perspective. Many times, you know, it's a water cooler effect, so you may learn a new hobby, or you may learn some new information. It just helps with that social connection that I love. And so whenever I come to the Merc, which, you know, my parents live 2 miles down the road, and so...
I was going to say, I'll interrupt you here.
Yeah.
For our listeners, maybe, who's Connie Fernholz?
Oh, yeah, A proud Madison grad, you know, grew up in Madison. My parents, Sally and Carmen, live in the A-Frame Farm, just 2 miles down the road, and... I live in Buffalo, Minnesota now, but I've tried to get back as much as I can to, you know, see my parents and be a good daughter and enjoy the farm and watch the cows. And
our business crosses sometimes because you work for one organization we've dealt with, but you're also involved in a number of other organizations.
Yes. So I work for an extension program called the Regional Sustainable Development Partnerships. And we've been around for about almost 30 years now, and what we do is we connect communities who want to do sustainability projects with the resources at the university. And my work is really sitting on in that bridge of listening to people like you, Chris, who have a good idea, or you see places where you where community needs support around sustainability, and I say, hey, you know, I know a faculty member or a researcher or a staff person at the university, or have resources to connect you to help move that project forward. And yeah, so we've worked on food systems work out here, and I was out here for a meeting with our clean energy work. So there's a few people who work in this area but also work across the state, and they chose Madison Mercantile as their... When I heard the meeting was there, I said, hey, did you know? I grew up 2 miles from there, and I know Chris, and I was BFFs with her brother, and so... Yeah. So awesome. I was like, I can't wait to show you my town and my people. So
well, it is so much fun to host things like that, and you're a great connection to bring them here for sure. But people come in and they're like, wow, I want one of these in my town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, and then and people who come here, sometimes it takes 2 seconds to find something in common, and that's one of my favorite parts about this space is it brings people together who might not think that they have anything in common.
Yes.
But then we realize we're all sort of working towards the same thing.
Yep.
And that's happened to us at the radio station, Chris. We've met people here that we otherwise wouldn't have worked with
yeah.
at the radio station.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So I think it's great to have a space where people feel comfortable. They can just pop in, hang out, maybe make a new friend, maybe just get away from home and read
yeah.
a book,
yeah.
you know.
Yep.
But I appreciate Connie and the work that she's done and just the kind of resources that she's brought to a number of projects out in this area.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if we could just get you guys to move back.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's easier every day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
What do you like about the Madison Merck, Connie?
Oh, well, really good coffee. So I know that one of the reasons why you even, you know,
started it
because you were like, I need a good cup of coffee. And, you know, bless my mother. She's got a French press. She usually has something good, you know, that I could make. But there's nothing like coming here and having a good cup of coffee. And then I actually have gotten a few good books from the library that I read almost regularly. There's a couple meditation books. And then the last time I was here, so I mean, how much time do I have?
You got 4 minutes left.
Last time I was here, the music was outstanding because there were a couple artists, including Eric, that I got to listen to. So many good things.
Yeah, it has been, that's been really a joy is the music part of things, right?
Yeah.
Having a stage and being able to bring people here. And one of the things we're really trying to do is work with other towns. So we work with as far away as New London and Granite Falls, Ortonville, Dawson, Appleton, Canby. We're trying to, when we bring something cool to town, whether it's a theater thing or some music or an artist, we're trying to see how we can also help that person get a gig in the local town. And sometimes we have the funding to make that happen, and maybe our friends down the road don't. So we could work together to bring really great events, music, culture, art, to the whole region.
And
I think that's that spirit of collaboration between the towns and between the venues, and we're not in competition. We're, you know, we're rising all boats. That's our plan.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Kind of wrapping it up here.
Yeah.
What else you got, Chris?
Well, you know, we're going to be starting our season of giving, Paul.
Ooh.
So we've got Give MN and Give to the Max Day, those kind of things. We've got some fundraising efforts we're going to kick off. So this is my first of many pleas to the folks out there that, we are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3, and if you'd like to donate to us,
please do.
Every little bit helps because this whole place really runs on your generosity, and we can help you help us by giving you a project to support, a particular program, if there's something you want to do, like donate in somebody's name, or even donate your time because we could always use volunteers.
Okay, and how can they donate?
Well, there is a donation button on our website.
Okay.
Or just stop on by and talk. We can talk about a way that works for you.
All right. Connie, thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
And Chris?
I'm always happy to see Connie because it just means that, you know, she's bringing more resources and ideas and making people's dreams come true out here in the sustainability world.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Connie. And that's another Coffee at the Merck from the Madison Mercantile.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson News and Weather, brought to you by TAC Computers in Dawson.